Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel's Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Welcome in to the Captain. Happy Friday, everybody. No, Vershawn Jackson, he's still on vacation. I am Rico, taking you through this final hour, the first 3 hours, the first 6 hours of the Captain for these last 2 days. Welcome back. Jake Bachman still joins me. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter via the Sartor Hamann Jewelers live video stream. Shout out to Wingstop for sponsoring the Captain. And join us today. 402-464-5685, Hunt of Lincoln Hotline, Sartor Hamann text line. We are here for your comments, your concerns, your questions, anything that you may have. And you know what? Remember how we started this show 2 hours ago with defensive back talk?
Yeah.
And then that was fun. Got through about two defensive backs?
Yeah, that
didn't happen pretty quickly. And then never got to it after that? I think we should probably go back to it.
Yes, let's
do it. That might be a good idea. Shout out to Aaron Davis, AD, shooting us a text. Says, you guys are killing it. Great show today, fellas. Hey. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you, Aaron. Mr. Davis.
He had some fill-in time this week himself.
He did. Tuesday, Wednesday. They got to go out the wing. Him and Raf got to go out the wing stop. Yeah. Enjoy some delicious wings and do themselves a radio show. And then come back a couple hours later and do their show. So they had 5 hours of radio on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Such is the case here. Yeah.
It's fun. You know, all of the hours of radio. You get to talk all the time. My throat is killing me, but it's fine. We're pushing through.
You're almost there. You got two
more
hours.
We're good. We're doing great. It's you know, ending this with you, and then Nathan's going to come, and he might be a little bit late. Apparently, he has something to do at his other job. Whatever. this one is more important, sir.
It certainly is.
So he'll be doing that. He might be a little late, but it's fine. We can work our way through it. But like I said, we're getting back to the defensive back talk. Coach Fisher was talking about the defensive backs on his radio show, well, his radio appearance the other night. And we got through Tommy Hill and Jaleel Martin, who he said were quote-unquote freaks.
Yes.
Freaks of nature. One, the 6-foot transfer corner out of Arizona. The other, a 6'2 freshman coming into Nebraska out of Chicago? Chicago.
Yeah.
Kenwood Academy in Chicago.
And you heard that Tommy Hill was making a move, you know, before, like going into the spring game. It's just hard to take anything from the spring game. I was watching closely to see if I could see anything, and I didn't. But
I was expecting from the spring game. I don't know why. I was expecting at least one like deep pass from Casey Thompson to Trey Palmer, because I was like, look, that's what they're planning on doing this season. So I was like, I want to see it. And I was thinking like maybe, I mean, as a competitor, you're not going to do it, but as like an entertainer and like trying to get the fans behind you, like maybe the defensive back takes like a half step and Trey Palmer gets him, just gets one deep ball and just gets the crowd into it. Yeah. But I was like, maybe, but as a competitor, that's not, like, Tommy Hill would not have let that happen, or whoever was a defensive back would not have let that happen. So there was that aspect to it. But yeah, there's not really much to take from the spring game. There's a lot of people currently on this roster that could possibly end up making an impact who didn't play because of injury or didn't play because they weren't here yet. Like some of the defensive linemen, O'Shawn Mathis, yeah, really mostly to be talked about. He was on one of his visits during the spring game. He was not on the field. So that's another guy you didn't get to see during the spring game. So taking anything from that, really, really can't do that, aside from maybe a couple players. But for the most part, the spring game was just a showcase.
Just there.
Just kind of there.
Which is frustrating because every year I try to pump up the spring game a little bit more. I was like, and this year I really was. I was like, man, there's so many different guys you want to see that you haven't seen before. And then it's just like, nah, it is tough to get too much out of. Like even Garrett Nelson. Garrett Nelson had like 3 sacks, I think.
Yeah.
Against a just destroyed offensive line with
and it was like, cool.
2-hand touch sacks.
You should be doing that.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know what's happening. And the biggest play was Anthony Grant's big breakoff run where he should have been down.
He might have been touched in the backfield.
Yeah.
But it was 1 hand. Should have been 2. If it was 2, it would have, you know, he wouldn't have gone
yes.
that far.
The defender, I don't remember who it was, but like barely
just grazed
him. He figured that he got him though. I mean, he wouldn't have, like full go. He would if it was tackled, he would have, you know, dove at him or
probably would have tackled him.
Yeah, at least gotten his way a little.
I don't
more.
Know why you're doing 2-hand touch in the spring. Whatever. We're not getting into that. The spring game upset me. We're not getting into that.
Yeah.
We're getting more into the defensive backs. Quentin Newsome, a guy that people just kind of slotted into the Cam Taylor Britt starting cornerback spot, the number one corner. Travis Fisher says, this is a quote from Travis, from Coach Fisher. I don't know what to call him. I'm going to call him Coach Fisher.
Coach Trav.
Coach Trav. I'm going to need Quentin to give me all he has this season. Take over this deal the way he has the ability to do. He has some guys to push him, Tommy Hill and Braxton Clark. Fisher said Newsome can dominate and make it look easy when he's on. So that leads me to believe, and look, should I read into this? I don't know, probably not. Am I going to read into this? Yes, 100%. This leads me to believe that maybe he isn't on all the time, and sometimes he takes a couple plays off in practice. I'm not saying he does. I'm just reading into it, just through the quotes.
Yeah.
And that maybe he might you can't just slot him into that starting cornerback spot just because he started last year, because people forget Braxton Clark was supposed to be the second corner last year, but he got hurt before the season started. Quentin Newsome slid in there, did a pretty damn good job. But it looks as if Tommy Hill making his strides as the spring and summer have been going along, and Braxton Clark getting back, being healthy, and you know, still doing his thing. Quentin Newsome, I'm not going to say on the outside looking in, just maybe not the starter currently that many people, including myself, have just slotted him in to be.
Well, and maybe he is. Maybe that's what Coach Fisher's trying to get a little bit more more of an effort and more of just kind of that feeling that he needs to give it all in practice. But I'm sure if they run out the ones, I think that he'd probably be out there right now. But he's solid. I mean, he was a guy who was kind of the one question mark, I suppose, that you had on that defense last year, as far as, you know, a guy coming in and taking a pretty big step up in competition with the Caprell Boodle moving on before last season. And I thought he did well. I mean, it was picked on at times because early on it was like, okay, this is the weakness. This is the unknown part of that defense. But over the year, he played pretty well, to the point where I do feel pretty good about him as a starter. And if he's not, then I feel really good about the depth that you have at cornerback,
yep,
because he's a solid Big Ten cornerback. I'm not, you know, I don't think he's Cam Taylor Britt quite. I don't think he's...
Oh, that's Tommy Hill, as Travis Fisher said. He's got
right.
the potential to be Cam Taylor
right.
Britt. So there you go. There's that.
I'm just saying, I think he's a solid Big Ten corner, and you'd be in a good position if he's starting, and I suppose maybe even better if he's not, because then you got better depth.
Does that make you feel better or worse if Quentin Newsome, and I'm asking everybody, 402-464-5685, Quentin Newsome, the guy who many people just slotted in to be one of the starting corners, does that make you feel better or worse about, you know, the position and Quentin Newsome if he ends up not being a starter?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel, because as you said, he started coming on later in the season. He did get picked on earlier, but as the season progressed, he made strides. Does that make you feel that the position got stronger and that you have people who were able to not only push him but overtake him at that position? Or does that make you feel like, you know, maybe he either wasn't that good and people just kind of passed over him?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately I want to see, you know, because you could do that with any position or returning starter. Ultimately, I want to see the guys that have experience continue to progress. So, I mean, I'd like to see Quentin Newsome starting. But you can look at it either way. But there also is times, I mean, I hate to mention him specifically, but I don't know what happened to Daniel Davies' senior season. Like, his junior season, kind of similar type of confidence that you'd have with Quentin Newsome going into his senior season. You're like, this is a solid, you know, yeah, power five cornerback. And then he just, it just didn't, it was
it
gone. It was gone the next year.
Yeah, it just went the other way for him for some odd reason. I mean, sometimes it happens. Hopefully it doesn't happen. And then the other guy we're mentioning, Braxton Clark, who I always forget this. He's 6'4".
He's very tall. Yes.
Like, he is a tall, long defensive back. 6'4", 200-pound junior. Travis Fisher says it's time for him to make his mark in the program. He knows what it takes by now. And like I said, he was supposed to be the number two corner last year. He was supposed to be the guy on the other side of
Cam Taylor-Britt. Well, that was 2020, wasn't it?
No, I think it was last year.
Last year he played, I think it was
the season, I believe. I don't know. Well, one of those seasons. He was supposed to be the start. No, it was definitely last year because DiCaprio Boodle played in 2020.
I'm just looking at his resume.
I'm probably wrong. But Braxton Clark was supposed to be a starter in one of those years, ended up getting hurt, not playing. But again, 6'4" corner who can move. That's kind of one of the things that people have been asking for is, you know, you've got smaller corners on some of these massive Big Ten wide receivers, and at certain points it looks as if they're just getting picked on because they're smaller. If you have a guy that's 6'4", I mean, there's a possibility that you could even move him inside if a tight end is dominating you. Mm. Braxton Clark can move as well. You put him inside, it's going to be hard to get a mismatch on him because, again, 6'4" can move. He plays corner, so he has good ball skills. He seems like a defensive mismatch, right?
I do like his size, and they've got a few guys back there that are pretty tall. I mean, they could go pretty big if you put, you know, Braxton Clark and Deshaun Singleton and you know, Taman Lynam's pretty tall. Miles Farmer certainly. I mean, you got all those guys are like 6'3", 6'4". You got a pretty tall secondary. And you know, there was a time, especially when Richard Sherman kind of jumped up. Remember that basically helped
corners.
Stanley Jean Baptiste get drafted in the second round. And so that could be something that's definitely ideally would be great, but it is tough. It's tough for those guys. I mean, that was a phase because.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It didn't really last that long. I mean, you still see some 6'3 corners in the NFL, but it's rare. I mean, more often you're seeing guys, maybe just at that size, it's a little bit tougher to be that kind of quick twitch you need at
change,
the cornerback
change
position.
Change direction and all of that with the guys.
But I've been impressed with Braxton Clark so far, and he is a guy that I've been cheering for because he had that injury when really it looked like he was about to take off and take a big role in this defense. Wouldn't be surprised if he ends up doing that. Maybe not at the beginning of the season, but just kind of throughout the season. But at the same time, you know, sometimes, and I don't know if that's the case with him or, you know, when we look at some of these other guys, you'd never get back to what you were, you know, before you were injured. And it seems like it maybe took him longer maybe than expected to get back to that. And it's not like his freshman season, again, just kind of showed flashes. So maybe, you know, you get an interception here or there, might hype you up a little bit more than you should be. But, I kind of played in that secondary role in the secondary last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, man, I am excited for Braxton. I don't want to, like, root for anybody to not be a starter, but if there's a guy that I want to see out there more, it's probably Braxton Clark. No idea why. Just a guy that I've been kind of rooting for and want to see him out there and making a difference. And as Fisher said, it's time for him to do it. He knows what it takes. He has to get out there and actually put, you know, his foot on the pedal.
Going to be a junior this year. That seems odd. Seems like we haven't seen enough of him. For
COVID,
to be a junior.
Richard, injury, yeah. Whatever. You know, there's so many different, like, the COVID year and everybody just staying where they were class-wise just throws everything off, because then you're just like, oh, there's, like, people that were recruits in like 2017 who are coming in and they're like, yeah, he's a junior. And I go, no, that's not right. That shouldn't be a thing. But somehow, some way, somebody has like 2 years left and they're like 2017 draft recruiting class. It's very strange. Another transfer, Omar Brown, the transfer from Northern Iowa, freshman All-American at the FCS level. Apparently he's not going to be playing the position that he was brought in. He, you know, with the cross training that Travis Fisher does, Omar Brown has been switched to safety, which apparently he is taking very well. And Travis Fisher says that he is going to challenge the veterans for major playing time. In fact, Fisher says that he believes they can have a legitimate four-man rotation at safety with some combination. This is five names. Some combination of Marcus Buford, Miles Farmer, Deshaun Singleton, another transfer, Noah Pola-Gates, and Omar Brown. Somebody's going to get left out if it's a four-man rotation.
Yeah. And even, like, four-man rotation, I mean, that's solid, but how many... I think that the third guy would probably get significantly more playing time than the fourth. That's just... You don't see rotating safeties too much.
No, not really. But, I mean, you have to think, you know, they had a decent amount of injuries. Both safeties were injured.
Yeah.
They missed a couple of games here and there. One missed, I don't remember who it was, missed a significant part
Deontay
of the season.
Did.
Yeah, Deontay missed a significant part of the season. So, I mean, right there you could see some swapping in and out. And hopefully they're in good enough shape where you won't have to see a lot of that if somebody gets tired. But the injuries might come and go, maybe like a tweaked ankle, nothing serious.
Well, you feel good when you say, like, you want four guys on the depth chart that you're pretty comfortable with. I just don't know if you want a massive drop off. Yeah, I just don't know if you want a rotation, rotate those guys in. You just don't see that at that position too often.
Yeah, that is a weird position to have some sort of rotation, but it has to be comforting to know that. Aside from the two starters you have two people, three people behind them who your coach feels not that there won't be a significant drop off or any drop off at all if you have to bring them in. Because, goodness gracious, Miles Farmer is one of the guys that, and this is me speaking from the fan perspective and hearing people on the Twitterverse and in the streets and whatever. Miles Farmer is one of the guys that everybody is very high on, believes is going to be one of the starting safeties based off of that stretch he had his freshman year where he had two interceptions in one game, almost returned one for a touchdown. Unfortunately, ended up getting hurt the very next game. Purdue's Field, probably.
Yeah.
Really, any type of major injury you can attribute to Purdue's Field.
Usually
right?
Purdue's Field, yeah.
Normally, that West Lafayette, just don't play.
DeMorne had an injury there.
Yeah. Wasn't his on a celebration?
Yeah. Miles was before the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was during warm-up. Everybody was freaking out. It was just everybody was reporting, like, he's just on the ground and people are surrounding him. We don't know what's happening. And then after the game, they're like, yeah, he's out for the season.
But then last year, I think he did step in for Deontay Williams mm-hmm. for the injury. So
yes.
He's got at least some experience.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Buford, I believe he also made the transition from corner as Omar Brown is making right now to safety. Deshaun Singleton, the transfer in from Hutchinson Community College. And Noah Pola-Gates, who has been here 4 years.
Yeah.
Four years.
Big time recruit.
Yeah, big time 4-star recruit coming in. And, you know, we'll get to him and what Travis Fisher thinks about him. But those five players, those five names, four-man rotation at the safety positions, I mean, it makes me feel good that there's going to be some more depth back there, because after your two safeties last year, you know, you had Miles Farmer, who people felt good about but weren't sure because he's coming off of the injury. But after that, it was like, okay, who else is there? It was hit or miss.
And regardless, and it's good to hear that I mean, and you believe Travis Fisher that he thinks he's got some depth there. But whoever it is, I mean, it's going to take some time for them to kind of prove themselves, just because they aren't returning starters. So I think that competition probably is going to leak into the season. If somebody has a bad game, you might see somebody else start the next week. It'll take some time to, I believe, fortify that position.
Yeah, and we have Wet Blanket chiming in. Wet Blanket, being a wet blanket, yeah. Chiming in on the text line. So they didn't have enough depth to have a four-man safety rotation last season because this year's two starters weren't good enough to contribute to a 3-9 team. But they will help NU be a 7 or 8 win team this year. Have you ever heard that if you have two QBs that you have no QB? I think that goes the same for safety. If you have five, that means you don't have two. I don't think that's true. For the quarterback position, there's one spot. There's one spot you play the whole time. That's if you have two, that means you're second guessing, you know, whoever is there. But with the five, it's not saying that, you know, you have five starters. It's that, and he actually said this. He wants to be able to insert the top backups, the other two in the four man rotation, and not miss a beat, in part because Big Ten teams wear you down. So, I mean, if you got a strong running team, they keep going through the middle, your safeties are making a heck of a lot of tackles, maybe somebody gets a stinger in their shoulder or in their neck and you got to bring somebody in. He's just saying he has the confidence to bring in two more safeties and that they'll be able to contribute at that same or a little bit lower level than your starters.
And it is a little bit confusing, like we said with the COVID year, but you're talking about three guys that are going to be sophomores this year. So freshmen, you know, listed as freshmen last year, you know, you kind of expect those guys to develop over their career. They might be, you hope they're better by the time they're juniors than they were as freshmen, obviously now in the sophomore year, but so it's kind of natural that way. And then the other guys, Omar Brown, wasn't here,
Deshaun Singleton wasn't here.
So, but I mean, there could be something to that too. I mean, maybe Omar Brown is being moved to safety because they didn't like as much what they had there. So,
or maybe it's because they have too much depth at corner.
And
they were like, look, he's really good, we want to get him on the field somewhere.
But that's kind of what I'm saying. And I wouldn't completely go that far. Because every year you're going to have guys that have to be replaced and replace them with guys that haven't been battle tested at the college level. So you don't, Travis Fisher, as much as can have confidence in these guys, he doesn't know for the most part, outside of Miles Farmer, what it looks like, them playing in a Big Ten game and having to go through those defensive calls and play against some of the better wide receivers in the league and all that. It's still, nobody really knows, but I think that you feel pretty good about it in my mind. Deshaun Singleton, from what would be one of my guesses to start. I mean, he sounds like a guy that they brought in pretty much to do so. So I think that they'll be solid, but they are going to go through this, like I said, few games. You might see a different starter. You might see guys kind of go through the ups and downs that you usually have when you are becoming a starter. And it might be a position where there is a few changes made throughout the year. But I wouldn't be too down on them. I think that they're in a good position only because Travis Fisher has had pretty good secondaries since he's been here. So if for nothing else, I just kind of trust that to continue.
Mm-hmm. If there's like one side of the ball to trust the coaches in their development of players, the defensive side of the ball has done a really good job. They've gotten better every single year. The opponent points per game and yards and whatever have, maybe not yards, but the points per game has been dropping ever since they got here. The first year wasn't the greatest, and it's been getting better every single year. And you're speaking on Deshaun Singleton. Travis Fisher says he looks like a day one guy. Interesting. I was saying to myself driving home, man, I wish we could re-up 15 more practices, because he said if Singleton had played at the level of a starter in the spring game, or no, he says Singleton played at the level of a starter in the spring game and could use the momentum to continue to improve. So he's saying he played really well in the spring, he played really well before, played really well in the spring game, and he just wanted to keep using that momentum to keep getting better. So Deshaun Singleton sounds like he's going to be a really important piece in that backfield. And we'll hit on one more before we head to a break. Another transfer, a lot of transfers in the secondary, a lot of transfers all over this Nebraska team. Alabama transfer Kane Williams, big safety, 6'2", 200-plus pounds. Williams actually says he can play nickel, so they'll have him at possibly at that Nick spot. He says, just got to get the rust off of him and get him acclimated to being at Nebraska, getting in the playbook, and learning the culture here. That's kind of a big... That was one of the things I was... Not the culture part, the playbook part of it. One of the things that had me at 5-7 up to 6-6 on my record prediction was these transfers coming in, learning new playbooks, whether it be new playbooks from where they're coming or new playbooks to Nebraska entirely on the offensive side of the ball. That's going to be the hardest part.
And that comment, too, kind of leads you to believe that maybe Kane is a year away, or at least half a year away, maybe a second half of the year type of guy. But you have to remember, he's a redshirt freshman. He's kind of in that category when they got him from Alabama. They got two guys from Alabama, one that they expect to play right away, and Kane Williams, who is more of a long-term project.
Yep, so... We'll hit more on the defensive backs on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Captain on 93.7 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.